Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel. Virginia Giuffre, she has just died. It's been announced she's died by her own hand at the age of 41. The woman who was well known for accusing Prince Andrew of copulating her with her when she was 17, and she said she was pressured to do so. Even she didn't use the word rape. And the woman, she said she was trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein, sexually abused by him when she was under 18, and so on. She has died. So she's well known in the media for many years because of this. So a statement was released by her family saying that it was the toll of abuse which led her to end her own life. So she died on in Western Australia, the farm where she's living. She married an Australian. She moved there quite a few years ago, but the police apparently still investigating it. And she had children, so of course it's terrible. Now, she was not my favorite person, but I certainly didn't want her to die at 41. And suicide is obviously heartbreaking. I remember an Irish psychiatrist saying about this that those who commit suicide are cowards. Well, quite a cruel thing to say. And obviously, some of them are mentally ill, have got no control over this. But think of what they leave behind. It's very, very difficult for children when their parents die. But imagine if your mother dies by suicide, it feels like a rejection. And so on. Goodness. So she just split up with her husband, and then she hadn't actually divorced. Now she wrote on Instagram 3 weeks ago that she was badly wounded in a car crash. I'm not sure the truth of that. Now the police said the crash wasn't that bad, which might be suggestive of some declension in her mental health. So she had a spokesman. She was in the media quite a lot, and then she jumped on board the Me Too movement. Anyway, it wasn't proven in court that Prince Andrew ever did anything against her. There was an out-of-court settlement in 2022. She said she wouldn't accept that. She didn't want money, but she did accept money in the end. Prince Andrew said in his statement that she was a victim of abuse. He didn't say it was sexual abuse, and he did not acknowledge he'd ever met her. So he paid an undisclosed sum. There are rumours it was something like £12 million. We don't know. And his mother died a few months later. Really wanted to hush it up. Prince Andrew thought of going to the United States and testifying there, thinking he'd overawe them with his regal status. But I think that would really have backfired. Many Americans would see this as something like the American Revolution. He's such a ninny. He's so dim, he thinks that people will be bowled over by his royal status. But I think that's the opposite way. He'd rub people up the wrong way. Anyway, he might have been arrested and charged with a crime there. That's why he wasn't going to various countries. Although he could have been extradited from the United States, he's never been charged with any crime in any country. So that's Miss Giuffre. She met the Ghislaine Maxwell in 2000 when Virginia, do I keep calling her Victoria? When Virginia Giuffre was a teenager, was she 16? Who befriended her, who took her out to the cinema, taking on shopping trips, was genuinely generous. Maxwell, she was the sometime girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein. And obviously, she's born in, was it 1960? So she's 40. Virginia Roberts, as she was born, Virginia was then 16. And at 17, introduced him to Jeffrey Epstein. And at this point, a sexual liaison with Jeffrey Epstein began. Now, in some states of the USA, the age of consent is 18. In some, it's 16, and so on. So Epstein was accused by lots of women of having non-consensual intercourse with them, or performed sexual acts which were less than intercourse, and so on. He was convicted of some such crime in Florida, that he got a 15-year-old to give him a sexy massage. He claimed he wasn't aware of her age. He got a slap on the wrist sentence a few months. He was allowed on day release every day as part of a plea bargain. Anyway, he was in 2009, he was arrested. He was remanded in custody. Charges being preferred against him, and that's where he committed suicide. In New York City, in prison, awaiting trial. And some people say, well, was he suicided? Was he actually murdered to silence him? Dead men tell no tales. He would have known a lot of other elitists who had engaged in such activities. Was he killed so he couldn't spill the beans? I mean, there's conjecture about that. I don't know. Now, so there are things that Virginia Giuffre said which are not true. That she lied about who's that Harvard professor who's a Zionist advocate, the name will come to be, that that he had also had sex with her, and that's not true, and she later withdrew that one. He said, well, that's not true, I've only ever copulated with my wife. Ah, so annoying. And that famous actress was on Natalie Portman, co-wrote his book. I even read his book, The Case for Israel. What's happening to my memory? And she also said about how Prince Andrew was drunk, but actually is well known that Prince Andrew is teetotal and things like that. So we know that there's a photo, famous photo of this Virginia Giuffre when she was 17 in a house with Prince Andrew in London in Chelsea, which turns out it belongs to Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine Maxwell, the youngest daughter, apparently the favorite child of the late Robert Maxwell, who was a media mogul, who owned the Daily Mirror newspaper, who owned a publishing company, and so on, who committed suicide in about 1991 when his business empire was collapsing and he'd raided his pension fund to keep things going. So it is, whatever the truth of the allegations, her life was not entirely happy. So as Epstein was dead, he couldn't be prosecuted. His former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, she was in the United States when the scandal broke. She stupidly didn't get out of Dodge. Ghislaine Maxwell was born in Paris to a French mother and a British Slovakian father. So she's a French citizen, a British citizen, probably could have claimed Slovakian citizenship. I mean, she was half Jewish. She could have claimed Israeli citizenship. She didn't. She'd moved to New York in 1990 to try and get her father's business going there, represented him there. And she became an American citizen. So she's a citizen of at least three countries, could have been a citizen up to five countries. She could have left the United States and flown back to France because France never extradites its own citizens. And she didn't do so. That's how Roman Polanski never gets extradited. But anyway, she stayed there and it came to light when she was actually charged with these crimes. She'd married a man. Nobody knew that. After the end of a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, she'd always remained on good terms with Mr. Epstein. So she was prosecuted for being a facilitator of all this, and she was awarded a 20-year prison sentence. She pleaded not guilty, so she's still serving that sentence in the United States. So that was is the end of Virginia Giuffre. Goodness, I mean, will Prince Andrew be breathing a sigh of relief? Will people be looking at him and saying, well, the way you treated her, that contributed to this young mother, which not even that young anymore, committing suicide. That's horrific. You're so evil and so on. My goodness, I don't know. So it's a rather unedifying chapter in modern history. Well, what an awful pity for those little children who are now left without a mother.